Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and good morning. I am the one and only Dr. Shawande Mustakeem, and I'm coming on early to empower a great many, but most especially those junior faculty out there. Create momentum, nurture sustainability, 10 insights. Woo! We got a lot of ground to cover, a lot of nuggets of empowerment to allow us to begin to see our way forward. That is where we have to start. That is where any and all of us should start. We have to see, we have to know, and we have to believe in ourselves and our goals. Hey, we got some goals. We have things that we want to accomplish on the pathway. So there are so many different things that were coming through me, but over the past couple days, ideas were just coming in like, we need to have a conversation about momentum as well as the sustainability of energy. And I got to tell you, not a lot of academics are giving enough conversation to that. Academia is changing. It's evolving. And, well, the academic world that we've once known is beginning to fade quite quickly in a lot of ways. In a future episode, I really am going to give more attention to that. Where are we in the current state of academia? So let's go ahead and jump right in. The first thing is, as I always say, you got to learn yourself, know yourself to be able to understand how to move forward on the pathway. So look at how you do what you do. First thing is, sometimes we have to make tough choices in order to find the balance in a world of others. Easier said than done. I think those who know academia is filled with politics, and it is about finding that middle line where you can be a valuable team player, but also taking into account, how can I help the community, or perhaps multiple communities, if you're in, say, two departments or a program and a department or however that it may be, it is important for you to think about not only your part, but to also think about any potential for exploit that are happening. So again, the first insight, we got to go ahead and just put our mind to it. We have to make tough choices to begin to think, where and how can I thrive in being a part of and then also helping the community? So that's going to come in so many different versions over the pathway. For any of those who are on tenure track or those who are just in academia and whatever level that you're at, most especially the choices are going to reveal themselves over and over politically. Which way do I go? How do we keep everybody happy, and how do we keep me happy? Those are the things that you should be thinking about with yourself. Second insight, consider, think about, and begin to expand your multi-talents. I hope you realize you have multi-talents. Yes, you can read. Yes, you can think. Yes, you can write, but Anne, what else? What else are you good at? What does that look like? It's interesting. The one question I really, I hesitate when people say, oh, what do you do? Well, hold on now. I do a whole lot of things. So think about that for yourself. What are your multi-talents? What are the varying things that you are good at? Yeah, I'm good at this, but ooh, if you only knew, I could do this. And the reason why is because in the far future, we're going to have to think about and activate those multi-talents. The way it was before, it's going to require even more. So we got to be able to just be the master of many abilities and many things. So again, consider your multi-talents. Third insight, let's get on. All right, so in previous conversations, I am always encouraging the best advice that was given to me. Surround yourself with productive people. Again, easier said than done, because, hey, what does productive mean? What does that mean? Somebody who's always in the hallway talking and remembers everything about everybody else but can't seem to remember to do their work? But I want to expand this further to say, surround yourself with productive people. But with that, I encourage you to really surround yourself with good decision makers and also colleagues that you see are truly effective with time management. Like, you want to surround yourself with what I would say, those who never seem to be worried about their writing. That means where they know how to use time in the right ways to be productive. So why not surround yourself with those types of people? Now, that also means that they won't make a whole lot of time for you, but it will be balanced in the way that they know how time and what goals that they have, what they want to accomplish. So again, surround yourself with productive people, but I have to add, every productive person is not always a good decision maker. Don't assume that. Some do, some don't. So it is going to require you to really go beyond popularity and really say, wow, you know, the past 10 years, this person has said and done and followed a very clear line and not gotten caught up in all the emotional things of other people around. These politics, we've got to make choices. So, all right, moving on to the next insight. We're on to the fourth insight. You've got to, or what I encourage and invite you to really hear me in this is begin to think about your pipeline of power. Your pipeline of power to productivity. What can you do that unlocks a gold mine? Okay? So a pipeline of power really is always having something going. That doesn't mean always just being busy, but that is, okay, what is right before me? What is moving out into the world? And then where's the incubator of ideas, these seeds that can expand in meaningful ways? That's going to come through the pipeline of power. It's almost you got to be your own assembly line, beginning to see how do I want a future that is continuing to move forward. That is giving energy to, we got to kind of begin to think, how do we move our ideas and how do we begin to work with time in the right ways to be able to be productive? Again, at the end of the day, productivity is what you make of it, literally, figuratively, and then how you begin to take it even further. So, again, craft your pipeline of power to productivity, whatever that can look like, and then really thinking about how doable it is. We can have these amazing goals, but then we have to sit and think about, again, the sustainability. How do we make this happen? So next insight, wow, this is what perhaps the most number one, I would say. You've got to consider not only academia, but consider the current state of academia. The world I've known 22 years ago, vastly different. Now, in 2022, 15 years ago, woo! Different. And where it's going? Okay. All right. What is the current state of academia? In the past, I felt there was more time for the intellectual production. Now, we are faced with the current state of academia, overworked, only very minimal time, even almost permitted for intellectual production. So we got to produce quick, move fast, and somehow find some sleep in the middle of all of that. Wait, okay. So in considering the current state, wherever that it is by the time you hear this, you got to find your middle ground within that. This is where we're going back to these tough decisions and also just figuring out your flow in what can seem so chaotic. I mean, some may say that academia is really becoming almost like a whole other factory that is mixed with a lot of corporate stuff. But, you know, academia is academia, and it's going to evolve. And we're all going to have to learn in it, through it. More importantly, we're going to have to rise above a lot of the just a lot of the changes. All right, next insight. For those who are teaching and doing research, for those who can just do research, oh, good for you. That'd be wonderful if the rest of us could just do research. However, we're here to empower the future and continue these ideas and move the intellectual understandings to a future and a legacy. So, in order to work smart, I would say, next insight, create assignments that embolden your scholarship. Again, I don't think I really hear this enough from academics about that. because there has to come a point where you're like, whoa, hold on now. I can't give everything to the students and then nothing to the research, the writing. So crafting assignments, but also perhaps even being clear with your students. So that way they're in on the evolution of your energy, because I've finished books in the middle of a semester or, you know, in a semester and by the end of it. But I also had let the students know, like, we're going to work hard, but do recognize I am working double hard over here working on this book. And in time, the assignments that were incorporated help me to level up in the writing, to level up in future book. It just, I was really smart, and I learned from myself in a whole other way that I didn't expect. And now, many years later, I see myself back at that place like, bring the research into the classroom, and let's all have a dialogue so then it levels me all the way up to a higher level. So again, next insight, create assignments that embolden your scholarship. Next insight, you have got to learn to master the juggle. You have to. Academic juggling 101, that really needs to be a class. Because here I stand between a revise and resubmit. I got a book talk coming up. I'm reviewing an essay. I still got to teach 2 classes twice a week. I have meetings between 2 departments. Oh, and then they're socializing when, you know, now that we're back in person. So then it becomes so many moving parts. As we are coming back to the world that we once knew, there are the many threads of expectation that are like have doubled and quadrupled. So I would encourage you to begin to figure out your juggle. How much, how little, and then also where can you get good at being able to do multiple things. We are truly multitaskers in a lot of ways, and now it is looking at how can I sustain that juggle? How do we do that? And in going there to think about mastering the juggle, it is thinking about how can you continue to show up every day, every week, every month, every semester, every academic year. And that's going to reveal itself in different ways. For myself, I've been very driven by being a part of the conversation and moving the needle for the future to think about a variety of things. And also, I want to continue to have an audience of many that are learning, and then these conversations can ensure a future of remembrance in other ways. So in getting good at the juggle, then over time, it is being able to do even more of what you like to do. We just got to get good at like, ooh, all right, move it this way, move it that way. We just got to be in our whole other flow. All right, moving on to the 8th insight. Now I want to go back to thinking about academia, but here's where I really want you to think about. Where do you see the future of academia going? So we got to get visionary. Oh, okay, 5 years from now, what do I really see that academia is going to look like? Now, added on to that, what would make you indispensable as you see the future coming? Academics are never told to even consider that you might be indispensable. I'm here to tell you, all of us are, however you've got to see it. So find it, look for it. How can you be? How can you become? When will you? What will that look like of you becoming indispensable, where it's like, okay, I am the best of many worlds. And in evolution, some may stay and some may go. And what will that mean if someone is indispensable and then that means where everywhere they go, they are a force, they are an asset to the community. They have a skill set, multi-talent, as I was talking about in former insight, that no one else is able to do. So find where you are indispensable or grow it, nurture it, begin to give, learn other avenues. Like for myself, at one point before the book came out, I started taking marketing classes. And then I began to get good at, whoa, I'm good at this. Hey, so moving that conversation or really just growing another part of yourself can help you to become indispensable over time. So there's, and I'm really going to continue this conversation so you can have more confidence and see this in yourself. You are of great value. Remember that. Okay, so again, see the future of academia. Where's it going? Where are you in it? And more importantly, where and how can you be indispensable? Ninth insight, let's keep it moving. Easier said than done, but in order to really activate momentum, you got to have some goals. But then once you embrace and sort of like enjoy that, then you can let your goals drive the drive. Then you can know that this is then when we go back to mapping out, where do I want to be within a month's time? Where am I expected to be? What goals do I have? And what is it going to take to move that needle, to make that happen? And this is still dovetailing into the momentum. Now, again, let that be. I realize a lot of this easier said than done. Maybe you won't need, some of you, maybe you need to hear it now. And then perhaps in far in the future, in a moment that you didn't expect, this conversation will have greater value. So hear it out. Let your goals drive the drive. You have drive. Now it is about returning to where is that energy that you had in grad school that you're like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to make a name for myself. Don't lose it. Come on, activate it. Find it. So that then brings me to the 10th insight, which is really the culmination where it connects with everything that I've said. And that is recognizing that where you are right now and what works, it may change over time. I know when I was in grad school, I loved using certain pens, I have colored paper. Now I like a screen that is a black screen with the green, almost going back to the 80s. I once used productivity log sheets that really helped me and others by sort of logging how much time do we actually put towards our actual scholarship. That has been useful. However, I have not been able to do all these things in the same ways that I did. But also, like, I handwrite everything, and then I type. So it allows my brain to really go deep, and then the creativity, and then I can see the connections with all the ideas. Then going back to, I also, when I first started grad school, I was at Barnes & Noble all the time, coffee shop. And then in moving to different universities and different places, I can't just go to Barnes & Noble. In fact, there isn't one even near me that now. So that means over time we've got to really consider what works. Now, I have a host of things that I know it's going to work. But it is also over time learning it and being able to go back to this super intelligence music always helps me to work without stopping. Or this smart intelligence vitamin or smarter vitamins always induce productivity. Or coffee from this particular place will skyrocket me to the moon. I'm aware of what works. And my momentum, it really, honestly, at halftime, I'm jumping out the bed. Whoa, let's go. I'm ready. But, Anne, some days the moon just has me going a different way. Some days I'm just tired. But then I go back to my goals. Where do I want to be by 2025? Where do I hope to be by 2030? Where am I in 2022? Where have I been? 2012. Again, my conversation today was to get us to have many insights, but more importantly, to think about momentum and to think about the sustainability of energy. How do you nurture that? Only you can know it, and we've got to think about, is this sustainable? If so, how? If not, what needs to change? So the momentum, we got to have it because academics were expected to all the time produce, think, putting that brain to work. But then we also have to think about some days we're going to really be motivated and driven, and then other days we'll just sort of be in a different flow. So today, again, I wanted to come on and give just a few insights so all those junior faculty and anybody out there who wants to be empowered about this whole conversation on momentum, energy, as well as the sustainability of energy now and in the future, that's what today's conversation was for. So going back over it really quick, I invite you to remember, at times you're going to find yourself, you're going to have to make tough choices to help the community. And really, in it, think about your part, so that way we're preventing exploit, but more importantly, think about your middle ground within that. Next insight, consider your multi-talents. Next insight, surround yourself with not only productive people, but good decision makers. You can see where good decisions have happened. So look for those around you so that way then you can begin to absorb that good knowledge that is beginning to flow from them and even more around you. Next insight, craft your pipeline of power to productivity. That's a lot of P's. But all right, craft your pipeline of power to productivity. What can you do that unlocks the gold mine where you're like, oh, I just sit down and all of a sudden 10 pages came out. Yeah, well, keep it going. Get your pipeline going. Something now, something for the future, and then something coming. All right, next, you got to take a hard look at the current state of academia. Where is it? Where is it going? And how is your energy going to be able to function in all of that? Only you can know. All right, next insight, create assignments that embolden your scholarship. That is so, I can't say it enough because you know you're going to be teaching for those, again, who teach and do research. You're going to have to be able to walk in between worlds. So why not have one world help to activate the other? Next, learn to master the juggle. If somebody didn't tell you that yesterday, I'm telling you today, and maybe you will remember it tomorrow, because if you don't get good at that juggle, it is not going to be the easiest way forward. You got to find it. You got to figure out what that is in your and on your pathway. Next insight, where do you see the future of academia going, and where and how can you become indispensable in that future, the near future, the far future? Hey, you got to consider your place in it if you want to be a part of this academic world. Why not? Hey, and also if you want to get tenure or also really whatever goals that you may have within this whole world of intellectual production. Next thing, next insight, let your goals drive the drive. You got some goals. You should have some goals. You should have some goals every day. Let those goals drive the drive as you begin to map your way forward. And finally, the 10th, where all completion and deeper insights all come together, be open to what works, be open to change of you. That means be open to what works that right now may work, but in years ahead, don't forget about what worked before. So really think about, it is almost like a full wheel of different options that you can say, all right, time to unlock the productivity today this way or this particular color or this, whatever that you do, whatever your tools will be. Use your tools to help you and then have a full array of tools that can help you to tangibly produce. So, all right, I am the one and only Dr. Shawande Mustakeem, and I was coming on to do what? Empower, because I love that. All right, so I'll be empowering even more for junior faculty if it's your first time or if you're even further on the tenure track process or if you're new to academia and you are finding your place in a whole other way, I'm here to empower. So create your momentum and nurture the sustainability of energy. All right, now, I'll talk to you soon, and I will empower you soon. Bye-bye.